From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. According to the passage beginning in verse 35, many unnamed heroes of faith chose cruel torture and martyrdom in order that they might obtain a better resurrection. It was their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that enabled Christians of the past to suffer as they did. Their gaze was beyond the temporary pleasures of this world. As Dr. Cairns is emphasizing, it is that same sight of the unchanging Christ that gives believers in this day the power to endure whatever God may see fit to bring into their lives. The Bible makes it clear that the world continues to hate Christ and the people who are identified with Him. Indeed, the Savior said that we are not to be surprised if the world hates us, because it hated Him first. We ought to count it a privilege to suffer for the Lord Jesus. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of this second message on the theme, Bearing the Unbearable Through Faith in Christ. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher, C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 14. The earnest of our inheritance. Oh, what enlightenment, what joys, what consolation, what delight of heart is experienced by that man who has learned to feed on Jesus and on Jesus alone. Yet the realization which we have of Christ's preciousness is, in this life, imperfect at the best. As an old writer says, 'tis but a taste. We have tasted that the Lord is gracious, but we do not yet know how good and gracious He is, although what we know of His sweetness makes us long for more. We have enjoyed the first fruits of the Spirit, and they have set us hungering and thirsting for the fullness of the heavenly vintage. We groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption. Here we are like Israel in the wilderness, who had but one cluster from Eshcol. There we shall be in the vineyard. Here we see the manna falling small, like coriander seed. But there shall we eat the bread of heaven and the old corn of the kingdom. We are but beginners now in spiritual education, for although we have learned the first letters of the alphabet, we cannot read words yet, much less can we put sentences together. But as one says, he that has been in heaven but 5 minutes knows more than the general assembly of divines on earth. We have many ungratified desires at present, but soon every wish shall be satisfied, and all our power shall find the sweetest employment in that eternal world of joy. O Christian, antedate heaven for a few years. Within a very little time thou shalt be rid of all thy trials and thy troubles. Thine eyes, now suffused with tears, shall weep no longer. Thou shalt gaze in ineffable rapture upon the splendor of Him who sits upon the throne. Nay more, upon His throne shalt thou sit. The triumph of His glory shall be shared by thee. His crown, His joy, His paradise, these shall be thine, and thou shalt be co-heir with Him who is the heir of all things.
Strong my heart to love.
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
The gaze of faith can penetrate any darkness, and it will bring you in personal contact, in living fellowship, with the God of heaven on His eternal throne. I want us, therefore, to return to the idea of bearing the unbearable through faith. First thing I want you to notice, by way of general observation, is the persecution of the faithful people of God. The hatred of the world and of the devil against God's cause and God's people are clearly revealed in the verses we have been reading together this morning. Let's turn to what the Scripture has to say now. And I'm only going to look at a few out of many, many Scriptures that we could read on the subject. We seem to be overwhelmed with surprise when the world, the flesh, and the devil make things hard for us. We seem to be surprised when the spiritual battle gets very tough. We seem to be surprised when a great cross is given us to bear and the Lord allows even our enemies to apparently triumph over us. Well, we turn, for instance, to the book of Psalms, and we read in Psalm 10 and verse 2, "The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor." Now, there's a broad statement of truth. When you turn to the New Testament Scriptures, you find the Lord Jesus brings it into much sharper focus. And here's a verse we can look at in Matthew chapter 10. The Lord Jesus expressed this sentiment on various occasions, certainly recorded in various places. But in Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, the Lord Jesus said, "Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. When they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another." Now I want you to get the emphasis of the words. Ye shall be hated. I think indeed while the Church of Jesus Christ was willing to be a hated church, while it was willing to bear the slander and the reproach of the world, it was a church that had power. It was a church that could not be put to fear or be put to flight. When that Church of Christ was willing to stand up to the ridicule and the slander and the hatred of the world, then there was nothing that could stop it. But when the Church of Jesus Christ tries to make itself acceptable to the thought patterns of this world, when individual Christians try to glide through life so that all men, whether they're of one persuasion or another, will uniformly slap them in the back as nice people who never caused anybody any trouble, then they're losing out with God. I don't think Christians should go out of their way to look for trouble. I don't think they should set out to be obnoxious. I certainly think they should be tactful, they should be kind, they should watch their words, their witness should be a wise witness, their stand should be a scriptural stand. They ought not to be marked, as so many evangelical believers are, as people who seem to have a chip on their shoulder, and they witness nearly out of hatred. That ought not to be the mark of the child of God. But given the best efforts of the believer, if he's true to Jesus Christ, the world isn't going to like it. If the Church of Christ stands fast in the gospel, don't think for a moment that the devil's going to go to sleep and simply say, "Well, you work while I slumber and I'll not hinder you." The devil doesn't do that. Jesus said that you will be hated and you will be persecuted. Speaking of the end time, indeed, in Matthew 24, the Lord Jesus raises this up again. And he says, "Then shall they," verse 9, "deliver you to be afflicted, they'll kill you. Ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." You can go on through various similar verses. Remember what the Lord Jesus said in explaining this, when he spoke to his disciples not long before his death in John chapter 15. He says in verse 18, "If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you." If you were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, But I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Now, I want you to get the force of Christ's argument. He says, here is something that ultimately is inescapable. If you are not of the world, then you're going to be hated by the world. It doesn't say that every individual man in the world that you ever come across is going to be a violent persecutor. That wasn't true in Christ's time. It wasn't true in the apostles' ministry. It certainly is not true today. But this old world system, the entire setup looked at as a whole, is antagonistic to God, to God's Christ, to God's people. And the world that crucified our Savior has the same feeling toward the people of God. Now that is one kind of suffering that you are going to have to bear. That is one kind of pain. Sometimes it comes very, very close to home. When it enters into a family circle, for instance. When it comes into the office in which you work. When your name is slandered. When you're held up to ridicule. As has happened, I have known this to happen to Christians. When the door of advancement in your business is closed because of who you are and what you stand for. When what people now call your human and civil rights are violated because you're a believer in Jesus Christ, because of the name you bear. I know that the law of the land gives redress, and we can say, I have this right and I have that right and I have the other right. But don't get too carried away with the law. It's not going to be too long in changing anyway. This Bible is true, as it undoubtedly is. The law will soon be changed, that it will not only be legal, but desirable, so to persecute God's people. When it will be criminal to feed, to help, to support the work of God. And it's against that background that you should remember how the Lord Jesus Christ rewarded giving a cup of cold water in His name. It's always good, and it is always something that Christ will praise, to give a cup of cold water or do anything in His name. But in the day when the civil and penal code is put to work against people who would even do such a small amount of good to a believer in Christ, for the sake of the name of Christ. In that day, you can see why even more the Lord Jesus would give the blessing of heaven on such a thing. The world will hate you because you're not of the world. When the Lord Jesus was praying in His great high priestly prayer in John 17 and verse 14, He says, I have given them Thy word. The world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Now, I've read all these verses for a very good reason. I want you to get the conclusion that the Apostle John comes to in 1 John chapter 3. In verse 13. He says, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hit you. Marvel not. Don't be taken by surprise. There is an inbred hatred given by the devil, fostered by sin, a hatred of God and His people abroad in the world. Now this is what sets God's people apart. They're not of the world, therefore they're hated. That's why the martyrs died. The difference, you know, between the martyrs of Christ and others is that they died solely for their faith. When the Pope went to Britain some few years back, it was all part and parcel of a great political movement. This is something I don't want to get away off on a tangent and get into, but I really get sick of the stupidity of Christians, and especially of Christian preachers and Christian bodies who want to interpret the actions of the Pope as if they were the actions of some Hollywood actor or something, that they just see the immediate setting and they like the look of things and they like the sound of things and all the rest of it, and they get carried away, forgetting that they are dealing with deep religious, social, political, national and international intrigue. When he went to Britain, one of his great aims was the canonization of 85 people who were put to death under the professedly Protestant Queen Elizabeth I and those who followed her. And of course, the whole idea is, first of all, to say, well, the Protestant martyrs who were put to death under Bloody Mary, well, they were put to death. That's regrettable, though Rome has never said that. But then again, these people were equally put to death. So, as the ecumenist says, we all have our martyrs. But there's a world of difference. For the first 11 years of Elizabeth's reign, there was no Roman Catholic put to death. And when people were begun to be, were brought to execution finally, it was because of political intrigue, because the Pope, in effect, had put a price on the head of the English monarch. It became something that was free from all sin, that was religiously justifiable to go and murder their queen. And when her own life was in danger, when her throne was in danger, when there was political intrigue, they began to have to pay the price. When the Protestant martyrs went to the stake, they went to the stake for such things as saying that they believed that Bible to be the only rule of faith and practice. That they disavowed the belief that at the mumbo jumbo of some priest, a little wafer was actually transubstantiated. Its substance was changed from flour and water into the very deity and humanity of Jesus Christ, so that when a priest put that on your tongue, you were literally eating your God. They said, we will not believe that idolatry. And for that, they were burned. There is the difference. That which marks the martyr of Christ was not dying for his political beliefs, though no doubt he may have had them, was not dying for his political actions, though again, many Christians have had political actions for which they paid the supreme price, but the martyrs of Christ died because they were hated for their faith.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.